Struggling to move your nonprofit forward? You've come to the right place. Welcome to the Nonprofit Architect, where we are giving you the actionable steps you need to launch and grow your nonprofit organization. Now, here's your host, Travis Johnson.
Travis Johnson here, the Nonprofit Architect, helping you build a stronger nonprofit. Today we have the memorable, the illustrious, the strong Brian Paul, founder of Veterans for Life USA. Brian Paul, thank you so much for joining me today. How the heck are you?
Man, I am good, Travis Johnson, and thank you so much for having me on your podcast. And nice work getting the podcast set up and not just pursuing your dreams, but actually taking steps forward to accomplish your dreams. So it's great work, sir.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm just trying to follow in your footsteps, see the example I have before me, you know.
No, I appreciate it, man.
So tell me about Veterans for Life USA, how you got started.
Veterans for Life USA is based off my own story of service, struggle, and recovery. Mm-hmm. And so I was a member of the 45th Infantry Division here in Oklahoma. My deployment was the Oklahoma City bombing and did not deploy overseas. And a short time later, fulfilled my military obligation and got into first the EMS service, mm-hmm. and then the fire service, and where I worked 2 years as a volunteer firefighter, and then a full-time EMT, part-time firefighter, and then finally a career paid firefighter throughout, and experienced a lot of the traumatic calls that most first responders experience. Really, my downward spiral started with alcohol, and it became quite a problem. So much so that I actually got divorced and lost my job after going on light duty and became a full-blown addicted to alcohol. And at that point, I was without hope and felt helpless and without purpose, and was committing suicide through alcohol. Very, very nearly successful, to the point of my bone marrow actually not producing red blood cells like it should. So there posed a rather large problem for my health. Through the encouragement of my mother and love for my son, I was able to get help at a place called English Mountain Recovery. And it was a 90-day treatment program that featured equine-assisted therapy, as well as talk therapy and 12-step. And there was some heavy focus put on that. And I came out the other side and realized I was not the only person with this issue. And so that's how Veterans for Life began. And just like you have with your podcast, is just taking those steps forward and one positive step after another. And then when I met the resistance and something negative that would push me back a step, then realized it was only one step and I was still moving forward. And so now we have a foundation for that provides purpose and support, as well as connects our struggling veterans and first responders to our partnering treatment organizations that help them with post-traumatic stress and addiction.
Of course, I know all this stuff, but I just love hearing it every time that I can. You know, we've known each other for probably the better part of 2 years. I just love everything you're doing, whether it's, you know, behind the scenes in movies or doing events with Major Ed Polito, or I see you on podcasts and on the Eagle, and I see you traveling around on movie sets or eating Twinkies before your daily gym routine. I just love just about everything you do, brother.
Well, I sincerely appreciate that, Travis. man, when people say, "Hey, man, you're doing great," or they, you know, give me show appreciation, I sincerely mean that they are appreciated. Those words mean a lot to me. I mean, from in my heart, and because it has been an enormous struggle, and it's not an easy thing to do to grow a nonprofit. And so I'm very.
No, it's not. It's not at all. Hence, one of the reasons I started this gig. You know, we had connected a few years ago, and you know, I was teaching a Reboot Combat Recovery, and we had you come in and share your story a little bit, and then we hooked up with Answered Prayers Ranch. And took the guys out there for some equine-assisted therapy. And I know that you love horses, and they're a big part of your recovery. Tell us a little bit about how horses help you.
Equine assisted therapy, and many people refer to it as therapy or learning, uses the evolution of a horse. Mm-hmm. And many people don't know that horses are actually prey animals. So they have a very highly sensitive alertness, and they can actually detect feelings and emotions and read facial expressions and all this amazing stuff through evolution of being prey animals. So mm-hmm. when we put a struggling veteran or first responder, or it could be a child or just a person from the general public in front of a horse and a therapist or a facilitator, mm-hmm. that horse actually in a way tells on the struggling person that isn't real open to talk about how they're truly feeling and how they really are in life currently. And so the horse's behavior towards the struggling person kind of tells on the person. And then there's talk, dialogue, and there's something just about a horse and being out normally out in the country away from hustle and bustle and in a peaceful, kind of nurturing environment. Wrap all that together, and it's very, very effective for almost 9 out of 10 struggling veterans and first responders.
Wow, that's amazing. It's one thing to hide your emotions and your feelings and your struggle and your despair from another person, but you can't get away with that when it comes to horses. Not at all.
No.
They see right through it.
Right. As I mentioned, I went through equine at my rehabilitation program in Tennessee. I remember telling my roommate, who's also there for, addiction and post-traumatic stress, he had gone previously through the equine program. And I remember telling him, hey, I'm from Mustang, Oklahoma. I grew up with horses. This is going to be fun. That's not happening. And in my mind, I'm thinking, oh yeah, I'll put on a happy face and that horse will know none the different. And, I was wrong. Yeah. You can't act your way out of your true mm-hmm. feelings and your true mental state from a horse. It just doesn't work.
It's like having that really close friend that sees right through you, but can't tell anyone your secrets.
Right.
So I've seen you all over the place. How is it that you have so many connections in so many different cities? What are you doing differently than I see most nonprofits do?
It is very difficult. There's no magic pill. And really, we had expanded out to Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas City, and Tulsa. But in order to expand to different geographic locations, you really need strong leadership in place with those chapters, because without it, the motivation and inspiration kind of seems to fade. But we've got establishment there. I wouldn't say it's strong establishment in the four cities, but so we're kind of pulling back just a little bit and kind of regrouping in the Mustang area. Oh gosh, we work with 8 different VSOs, which are veteran support organizations now. We recently had an event called Warrior Challenge, which was great. It turned out awesome, especially for our first one. The idea behind the Warrior Challenge was, yes, we had the fundraising, yes, we had the food, the bands, the DJ, but the real goal, the real tip of the spear behind the Warrior Challenge was to get our state of Oklahoma out of being the bottom dweller and leading the country in veteran suicide. So through seamless communication and collaboration and support, I think that we should be able to do that, and we should be able to do that soon.
Oh, absolutely. I know I've been kind of got my fingers in the pot of the Oklahoma City. The nonprofit groups, there's tons and tons of Christian organizations and veteran organizations in Oklahoma City. And I've seen a lot of collaboration. And I talked to a few friends of mine in other areas of the country, and they were kind of shocked to know that we were collaborating and working together on a lot of projects. It's almost like there's a finite amount of money. And, in Oklahoma City, we just don't care. We just want to work together to brand the mission, build the mission, actually help the people, regardless of who's getting paid at the end of the day. And I think that's pretty fantastic.
With Veterans for Life, our motto is Stronger Together. And it's two very powerful words and very simple and easy to understand. But it's becoming more than just something you see on social media or kind of logo you see on a shirt. It's actually putting that into action. And now we're hearing great folks from the Wounded Veterans of Oklahoma organization near Tulsa, Eagle Ops, again, near Tulsa, WITCOP, Flames to Hope, you know, some other Beyond Brotherhood down in Davis, Oklahoma, Rally Point in Ada, Oklahoma. They're all kind of sharing the same concept now. And so I'm hearing it, you know, stronger together, because it's not about the organization. It's about the individual and defeating, helping that individual who desperately needs our help.
What's your next event you got planned? What are you working on now?
I'm personally supporting some of our VSOs that have got, we've got several events coming up. I've been tasked by our friend Ed Polito to...
I love Ed.
Yeah, everybody loves Ed. Hoorah!
Hoorah!
So he tasked me to duplicate the Warrior Challenge and place that on his next golf tournament. So I've invited some of our partnering VSOs out, so we'll have the same, hopefully the same amount of VSOs, but a number of resources, so visitors to Ed's golf tournament will have that information in front of them, and we'll do some speaking and collaborating there as well. So growing momentum.
That's awesome. Are you reaching out to like the 45th and different police departments and fire departments in the area and getting those veterans that are still working hard but might not be plugged into these organizations, giving them a chance to show up and compete?
We have. We actually sent out invites to 100 different first responder stations, whether it be police and fire. Mm-hmm. We did have some out there, not quite the turnout we like, but our first time, you really can't complain. So,
you know, it's funny you talk about your first time, because I know a lot of people that are brand new in the nonprofit space, and they put together an event and it's not what they thought it would be. And all of a sudden they don't want to have any more events. All of a sudden they question the nonprofit they're doing, and they're not sure about their mission. You know, your first events, they're going to be terrible. You don't know what you're doing. You're not sure who's going to show up. You know, I did the book signing with Shannon Whittington of Books by Vets. The first one we did, I think we had more authors show up than people show up to get books signed and talk with us. And, you know, that did not deter us from doing our second event and our third event. I think you were at our second event. Oh, it was a fantastic event. But if we would have stopped at the first one, we would have gone nowhere. But that second one, we had over 50 people show up. We sold out of books. We had so many people connect. We had city leaders and state leaders and senators show up. We had veterans show up. We had other organizations show up. But getting past that first really crappy event that everyone has is so important to moving forward. And building a better organization and a better event and a better foundation and a better nonprofit.
Man, if we do have just a quick minute, I want to share what happened at the first event that I tried to hold. And then I want to share kind of the transition on where we're at now. So,
okay, yeah.
The first real event that myself and a guy named Anthony Long, and which was he and I, that was Veterans for Life. That was it. And my 78-year-old mother. I decided that I was just going to go for it, that, you know, Veterans Life, everybody loves veterans. We have so much support out there. People are just going to show up to an event. So I decided I was going to hold a benefit concert. Four bands, three taco trucks, the deluxe stage, sound system, everything. And I was so proud, because this event normally would cost around $7,000 or $8,000 if we would have paid the bands full price on the stage and sound and all that. Did real well there, but I had it kind of reversed. I was using the event to raise funds for itself and hoping that lots of people showed up and we sold lots of food and donations came flying. And well, there was a thunderstorm and a flood. It was literally flooding.
Oh no.
So I did really well with the funds, but I was still out like $1,300 out of my pocket. The bands were threatening not to even play unless I had it up front, because that's another thing about bands.
Oh, no.
I can't describe the stress that was on my shoulders that day. Fast forward, okay, all the way to about 3 weeks ago to the Warrior Challenge. We had bands, food, a great obstacle course, great venue, indoor pavilion, 8 different VSOs, Major Ed spoke. And for those of you who don't know who Major Ed is, he's a senior vice president of Folds of Honor, really big time guy. I spoke at the event. It was just a nice event. It really was. And we think we had all our goals accomplished, at least to some degree. Building a nonprofit or accomplishing your goal, oftentimes it's just in your head. It's the ability to deflect the negativity and absorb the positivity. So if you know you have a key volunteer that is doing great work for your organization that drops out, you know what? Hey, it happens. It happens to all of us.
And oh, yeah. So
the more times we say the word we, and we have a total team concept, and we show appreciation to each and every one of our volunteers for all efforts, big and small, and your mission is worthy and your mission is great, then you'll continue to grow. It may not be on our time frame, because I believe everything's on God's time frame, but it'll continue to grow if you can just continue to persevere. And a person who doesn't quit never fails.
That's right. If you don't quit, you win. I've seen so many people, so many stories here recently. You know, Marines crawling to the finish line of a marathon. People with no legs getting carried up the mountain by their buddy. It is the mentality that if you're going to have struggles, you're going to have obstacles, you're going to have roadblocks, you're going to trip, you're going to fall on your face, but you got to get up, dust it off, keep moving forward, keep making connections, keep working together, showering them volunteers with all the praise imaginable, because nothing gets done without volunteers. Nothing gets done without the right volunteers. But just working forward and keep plugging away and not giving up 3 feet from striking gold, and you're all set. So you got your Warriors Challenge all complete, and you're working on partnering with Ed Polito, Folds of Honor, Warriors for Freedom. What does the next 5 years look like for Veterans for Life USA?
Well, the next 5 years looks like just continuing to grow with the right people. So good, positive people that are fun and energetic to work with and be around, and continue to put the glue in the foundation with great personal relationships first within our team, and then help out, reach out and help the community. And then looks like continuing to partner with our other VSOs and work closer on communication and support. I think we've got the support thing down. Mm-hmm. But it's the communication that I think takes a little bit of maybe mental training to get down, understanding that when you have someone that's struggling and possibly severely, that it takes hitting that alarm button and letting the rest of us know that, hey, there's an issue with this person that I am struggling with to help the person. We need to get the team involved, get everybody around the state involved. And actually in a fire department, that's called mutual aid. So if one fire department can't handle the scene, mm-hmm. they call mutual aid and brothers and sisters come to help. We're always there.
Yeah. You know, that's so important, especially those of us saying, you know, in the military or, you know, in other emergency services, we have these plans, these things set up. So when we don't do well, and we can phone a friend or call on a buddy, but when we leave the service, we forget that there's people out there that care about us, that are willing to help. We just don't know how to contact them and get the word out. So if someone's out there struggling and they need a hand, how can they get a hold of you?
I would tell them to first visit heroesinuniform.org. That's heroesinuniform.org. Click on our partners tab. And visit the whole site. Take some time with it, and because there's a lot of resources on there that many people are just unaware of. So visit the website, and then also go to Veterans for Life USA on Facebook, and that's 4 with the number 4. Mm-hmm. Click on it, and then there's ways that people can connect directly to me. And if you want to donate their time, we would love to have, you know, the right volunteers come in, as well as if people do want to make a donation, a financial contribution, then that's great. And the financial contributions go to things like holding events. Also, we're working on a program that helps us get travel costs taken care of for our struggling veteran first responders. One of our partners that we've really began to have some great success with is Transformations Treatment Center. It's in Delray Beach, Florida. And so we've already connected four people there already, and it's just a brand new partnership.
Nice. And so it's not just limited to Oklahoma City. You have partners around the country?
Yes. Yeah. We've got, Scottsdale, Providence in Phoenix, Arizona. Operation Unbridled in Phoenix, Arizona. We got Operation Bravo Dogs, which is a service dogs and therapy dogs down in Sherman, Texas. We got Horses and Heroes, Inc. in Shawnee, Kansas, which is right outside Kansas City. Valor Recovery Program in Kansas City. We got English Mountain, where I actually went, in Tennessee. We've got Transformations Recovery in Delray Beach, Florida.
So you don't have to be a local to help out. That's amazing.
Our job really is to connect the individual and their particular issues with the right treatment, the right resource.
That's really cool. Now, did I understand you earlier correctly? Did you say you've been in a couple of movies?
I just finished up my third one in a short film. Max had a small speaking role in the Turkey Bowl, starring Barry Switzer, Donovan McDonald, Antonio Smith of the Houston, Texas Texans. Alan Richardson, Matt Jones, who I'm actually in a scene with in the football portion of the movie. I'm actually clotheslining Matt Jones from Breaking Bad. That's going to be pretty neat.
That's awesome, man. How can I, and my connections, my audience, the people I know, how can we help you? What do you need?
The biggest way that people can help Veterans for Life accomplish our mission is if you have a struggling veteran or first responder who's a family member or a close friend that's struggling, isolating, and needing help, sit down with the computer, have them visit with them, heroesinuniform.org, have them to connect directly with me through Facebook Messenger if need be, so I can walk them through the steps and give me that chance to help your loved one, because we've got a lot of resources. We're doing great things. We're doing holding events. We're holding meetings, all those things that nonprofits do. But we need our closest ally, which is the family, that mother, that spouse of the struggling person who's isolating, to reach out and let us know you need help. And from there, I will personally walk your loved one through the steps and get them in the doors of recovery.
I think that's so important that that we rely on our allies, the people closest to us, to help us through the process and get connected. I couldn't have put it better myself, Brian.
They're our closest allies, that mother.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, I tell you what, I could talk to you all day. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join me as we get this podcast recorded. Thank you for all that you do and keep doing what you're doing. I can't wait till I get back from this deployment so we can hang out again. Check out Brian and Veterans for Life USA and Hope for Heroes.
Heroesinuniform.org.
Heroesinuniform.org. Thank you so much, Brian.
You've been listening to The Nonprofit Architect. To listen to all our past shows, visit http://nonprofitarchitect.org. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review our show. Thank you.